This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9 minutes after six on this Monday morning, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Wright Automotive has a beautiful 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan SE. MSRP is $23,830. The right price, $19,705. See dealer for details. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or online at WrightAutomotive.com.
Hey, Justin Peoples from Wright Automotive. Do you need service on your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, truck, Jeep, Lincoln, or Ford? You'll find factory-authorized technicians at Wright Automotive. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's 6:11 on this Monday morning, the DTN general opening call. Later this morning, expect corn to open steady to four lower, beans 27 to 29 lower, wheat about a nickel lower. The overnight crude oil market, $1.88 lower at $94.25. The Brent crude, $1.91 lower at $110.35. The June gold contract, $20.50 lower at $1,563.50, the U.S. dollar index 0.262 higher at 80.525. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, May wheat closed at 592 and three quarter, down two. July wheat, 597, down four and a quarter. September wheat closed at 611 and three quarter, down four and three quarter. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 608, down 17 and one half. July corn closed at 581, down 6.5. September corn closed at 511 and a quarter, down 2.25. May soybeans Friday closed at 1404, down 48 and a quarter. July beans closed at 1406, down 49 and a quarter. August beans closed at 1393 and a half, down 48 and a quarter. May soybean meal Friday closed at 411, down 129. July meal closed at 408.50, down 161. August meal closed at 401, down 156. May soybean oil Friday closed at 51.90, down a dollar and a quarter. July oil closed at 52.25, down 126. And August oil closed at 52.45, down 1.25. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday closed at 3.32, down 1.25. July oats closed at 3.32, down 4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois cut grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon, with soybeans sharply lower. Fund selling at the Board of Trade pushed soybean futures lower on Friday. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 10 cents lower at $6 to $6.16, while soybean bids fell 49 cents at $13.82 to $13.94. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 7 to 10 cents at $6.01 to $6.27. Soybeans fell 50 cents, range from 1389 to 1408, with the soft red winter wheat down 3 to 6 at 570 to 595. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills report those corn bids down 6 to 11 cents, ranging from 612 to 616. Soybeans dropped 48 to 50 cents at 1377 to 1391. And the soft red winter wheat down 2 to 4 at 591 to 594. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 10 to 15 cents lower at 608 to 613. Soybeans dropped 47 to 51 cents at 1393 to 1406. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery steady to 4 cents lower at 587 to 597. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents lower at 626 to 629. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 50 to 59 cents with quotations at 1411 to 1421. Soft red winter wheat ended steady on Friday, ranging from 616 to 617, while the Milo ended a nickel lower at 548 to 549. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, May hogs closed at 79.52, down 27. June hogs closed at 85.30, up 80. July hogs closed at 85.15, up 37. June cattle Friday closed at 115.15, down 70. August cattle closed at 117.70, down 90. October cattle closed at 122.60, down 77. May feeders closed at 149.70, down 65. August feeders closed at 157.47, down 142. And September feeder cattle at 158.62, down 135. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service and its closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report, barrels and gilts on carcass basis ended 28 cents lower with a base price range of 69 to 76.35, a weighted average of $74. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was steady today at $52 to $55 on a live basis. Receipts in Illinois, 11,077 head. Illinois direct slaughter sows traded mostly steady with sows under 400 pounds, 41 to 44, 4 to 500 pounds, 43 to 46, and over 500, 46 to $49. Sow receipts in Illinois today estimated at 675 head. The USDA National Carlisle Pork Report had trading slow to moderate with moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 43 cents higher at $80.55. The estimated daily hog slaughter and fitter inspection on Friday was 413,000. A week ago, 401,000. A year ago, 375,000. Week-to-date total, 2,072,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Friday was 126,000. That's up 3,000 from a week ago and down 2,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 623,000. In the afternoon, National Slaughter Cattle Review on Friday, trading in the Texas Panhandle was at a standstill. In Kansas, the Northern Plains and Western Corn Belt, trading was limited on light demand. In Iowa and Minnesota, live sales range from 120 to 123, with dress sales at 192 to 194. Confirmed negotiated sales, 19,221 head. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were lower on light demand and light to moderate offerings. Choice carcasses were down 82 cents at 189.10, while the select was off 81 at 183.05. We had 112 fat boats today and 48 trim loads. Yesterday at the Walnut Sale Barn, I had received 326 head. Choice slaughter steers at 123.50 to 126.50. Choice Holstein slaughter steers 107.50 to 114, with some high dressing up to 116.25. And the choice slaughter heifers 120 to 125.75. The Illinois direct slaughter cattle for the week traded 50 cents to a dollar higher at 121 to 123, mostly 123 on a live basis. At the Illinois cattle auctions that we cover this week, receipts total 2,203 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded mostly steady. Steers sold from 125 to 126. Choice heifers from 119.75 to 125.75. Choice Holstein steers traded $2 higher and sold from 107.50 to 114.75. This is Ken McFarland reporting for WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, the spot price for butter, $1.32, that was up 1.75. For block cheese, $1.50, and that was up 0.75. For barrel cheese, $1.45, that was down 0.25. And the spot price for Class 3 milk Friday ended at $15.26. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6. For June, $5.89. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6. And for June, $5.81. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $13.81. For June, $13.96. And wheat delivered to Scottville for May, $5.73. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield and Scottville, $6. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $13.81. Wheat at Scottville, $5.73. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculate treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with a seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Mostly clear today, high temperatures in the upper 70s. We will have north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the low 50s. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 60s, high temperatures in the low 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, light north winds, the barometric pressure steady. We have clear skies, 52 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Finally, a mower with some giddy-up, 9 miles per hour. Introducing the John Deere EasyTrac Z600 Series with a 4-year limited warranty at Sloan's. John Deere EasyTracs are easy to turn, easy to handle, and with Deere season financing, now they're easy to own. Your John Deere is here. Get one today at Sloan's. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or online at Sloan's.com.
Powered up with Sloan's. 622, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank. First of all, in our farm news today, corn prices fell 2.5% after the government raised its forecast for near-term supplies of the grain and projected a record harvest this fall. U.S. corn production is expected to increase this year to a record 14.79 billion bushel, up from 12.36 billion bushel last year. Soybean futures rose 1.7% after the government cut its forecast for near-term U.S. supplies and predicted higher exports. With farmers planting the largest corn crop in 75 years, the USDA expects the resulting harvest to reach new records, which could mean cheaper food for consumers. The U.S. could produce 4.8 million tons of corn this year. Corn will probably replace wheat as animal feed in many countries, according to the USDA. The production of wheat is not keeping up with demand. The National Grain and Feed Association has formally asked CME Group to modify its planned 22-hour electronic trading day for Chicago Board of Trade grain, soybeans, and ethanol futures and options. NGFA Acting President Randy Gordon says the grain merchandising sector is concerned about several elements of CME Group's proposal.
Among the issues we've been raising is, could there be, for instance, a timeout period of a certain amount of time during the release of a USDA report to allow the market to digest and analyze the results a little bit before trading reopens? could there be a closer synchronization between the close, between the open outcry trading and the electronic trading, again, to ameliorate the back office reconciliation that needs to occur at every grain company in the country.
Mr. Gordon says it's too soon to tell if CME Group will adjust its proposal, which calls for electronic trading to last from 6 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time each weekday, beginning on the 20th. CFTC approval of the change is not required, but the futures industry regulator has until the 17th to review the proposal and could extend the review period for 90 days, of which 30 days would be open for public comment. Gordon says the Chicago Future Trading Commission's involvement is a hopeful sign.
It'll be interesting to see with the CFTC, again, reaching out and trying to find out what customers think of this particular move as to, you know, what, if any, jawboning the agency may do with the exchange.
The Intercontinental Exchange, better known by its acronym ICE, recently had announced it will offer lookalike corn, wheat, and soybean contracts that will trade from 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Gordon says the NGFA has had discussions with ICE, too, but
a lot of our members don't see a lot of volume going to ICE, certainly not at least initially.
The Kansas City Board of Trade and Minneapolis Grain Exchange announced that they, too, would expand electronic trading hours for their flagship futures and options contracts to mirror the CME Group's action. The summer grilling season is here. The Pork Checkoff is promoting barbecue with a special collaboration this month. Pork Checkoff spokesperson Pamela Johnson explains.
Kingsford Charcoal, they've been a partner with us in the past, and in an effort to reach top influencer culinary media, we are partnering with them for the annual Memphis in May barbecue competition coming up later this month, and they are hosting some top media there and actually going to conduct what they call their Kingsford University, and as I said, we're partnering with them in that effort to kind of educate that media on barbecuing, in this instance, ribs. And actually, that group of editors is going to then combine to actually compete in the annual competition. They're going to join together as a team and submit some great barbecued ribs for the competition.
Ms. Johnson says the Memphis in May event is an excellent way to showcase pork.
There's a lot of pork out there anyway without us being there, but from a consumer standpoint. But in this case, it's a great backdrop for bringing those culinary folks, the media there, and letting them see, again, how much pork is loved by consumers, and then giving them an opportunity to basically put pork top of mind with themselves and to share it with their readers. We're also bringing one of our top bloggers that we have worked with in the past, and he's going to participate in the editor event as well and be a part of that team. So we'll get some extra blogging and consumer messaging out of that effort as well.
Memphis in May begins on Thursday, continues through Sunday. Providing the culinary experts and experience delivers more results for the Pork Checkoff.
We find that the more experience, pork experience that we give to editors and media in a way to kind of bring the subject to life, the better it is for them to be able to personalize, a story or coverage, and we'll keep it top of mind. And we may not get something right away, but it may come to fruition later on when they recall that experience. So we feel it's a great investment in our time and dollars to make sure they get the experience and hear what we have to say about the subject.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org. And right now, we'll update the hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it's May, and normally hog prices are moving higher this time of year, but that wasn't the case this week. Unfortunately, about a dollar lower on hog prices than the week before. We're looking at carcass prices direct delivered to the plant, around $75 per 100 pounds of carcass. Terminal market prices on a live weight basis in the lower 50s. Now, a bit of good news, cutout value did move higher, about $2 higher on pork cutout. We're back above $80 per 100 weight of carcass for the first time since March. That is certainly good news and likely to eventually translate into some higher hog prices. Futures market basically steady to a bit higher this week on prices there. As far as weights, live weights, bears and gilts in Iowa, Minnesota last week, 276.7 pounds, up 0.6 of a pound from the week before, up 5 pounds from the same week a year ago. The 24th consecutive week that weights have been up, and that's putting extra pork on the market then, and part of the reason for the lackluster prices we've been looking at. The USDA updated their forecast for this year. They're now predicting that pork production this year 2.3% higher than last year, and next year another 2.3% growth. Now, if we get that kind of growth, more pork's going to keep pressure on prices. And finally, hog slaughter for the week up slightly from the week before and about 5% higher than the same week a year ago. So as long as production stays very high, it's going to be tough to generate that big rally in hog prices.
And that was University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain. A new lawsuit calls for the Environmental Protection Agency to take charge of water quality in the Mississippi River Basin. American Farm Bureau legal counsel Danielle Quist explains why that's a bad idea. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Jonna Miller has more.
The American Farm Bureau wants to make sure the interests of farmers and ranchers are considered in a lawsuit that could have a huge impact on them. A group called the Gulf Restoration Network is trying to force the Environmental Protection Agency to take over and set the water quality standards for the Mississippi River Basin using specific criteria. That would take the power away from the 31 states involved, which Farm Bureau says would be a clear violation of the Clean Water Act.
If the plaintiffs prevail, it will set very strict criteria that farmers would have to meet. They have a history of being very expensive and costly to farmers and ranchers. It's very detrimental to farming, and most of the time, these standards are not the best way to achieve water quality standards.
American Farm Bureau legal counsel Danielle Quist says the lawsuit calls for EPA to use what is known as numeric criteria to determine water quality, while most states in the river basin use what's known as narrative criteria. Numeric criteria are rigid, while narrative standards are more flexible to the situation.
It's very difficult to create scientifically defensible numeric criteria. For example, just last month, EPA was admonished by a court that some of the numeric criteria that they established for the state of Florida were unlawful. They weren't scientifically justified. We don't trust EPA to be able to establish numeric nutrient criteria for a major section of the United States. It's very technical. It's very complex. So far, there is not a lot of confidence that EPA could do something at this scale and do it correctly.
Quist says the states involved are already working in a cooperative manner to address water quality, and this lawsuit would interfere.
Farmers and ranchers work very closely with their state governments, their land-grant universities, extension services, to minimize the amount of nutrient runoff while still maintaining a viable agricultural sector.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Once again, the DTN general opening call for later today. Expect corn to open steady to 4 lower, beans 27 to 29 lower, wheat about a nickel lower. The overnight crude oil market, $1.88 lower at $94.25. The Brent crude, $1.91 lower at $110.35. And the June gold contract, $20.50 lower at $1,563.50. We'll keep the commodity markets updated throughout the day on both WSMI, WSMI FM 106, beginning this morning about 9:32 with the opening commodity markets from Sorrell's Farm Supply. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Litchfield National Bank and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.